HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Warriors, The New Prophecy, Sunset, by Aaron Hunter. Performed by MacLeod Andrews. Prologue. Night lay heavily over the forest. No wind stirred the long grass at the edge of the path where a massive tabby cat stalked through the shadows. He paused, ears pricked. Amber eyes narrowed. No moon or stars shone in the sky above his head, but tree trunks thick with fungus shed an eerie glow on the bare earth beneath his paws. The huge Tom opened his jaws to draw in air, though he did not expect to taste the scent of prey. He knew that the twitching of the ferns meant nothing, and the flickering scraps of darkness that he could see from the corner of his eye would vanish like mist if he pounced on them. There was no hunger in this place, but he longed for the sensation of claws sinking into prey and the first warm bite of fresh kill after a successful hunt. The fur on his neck and shoulders rose as a new scent drifted toward him, the scent of cat, but not the two he had met here before. This was a different cat, a cat he knew from long ago. He stalked forward, following the scent, until the trees thinned out and he stood at the edge of a clearing washed by sickly light. The other cat came bounding across the open space to meet him, ears flattened and eyes wild with terror.
"Tiger Star,"
he gasped, sliding to a halt and cowering to the ground.
"Where did you come from? I thought I was alone here."
"Get up, Darkstripe."
The tabby Tom's voice was a rumble of disgust.
"Stop cringing like a terrified kit."
Darkstripe rose to his paws and gave his fur a couple of quick licks. Once sleek like a well-fed fish, his pelt was now thin and tangled with burrs.
"I don't understand this place," he meowed. "Where are we? Where is StarClan?"
"StarClan does not walk here."
Darkstripe's eyes stretched wide.
"Why not? And why is it always dark here? Where is the moon?"
A shiver ran through him.
"I thought we would be hunting across the sky with our warrior ancestors and watching over our clanmates."
Tiger Star let out a faint hiss.
"That way is not for us. But I don't need starlight to follow my path. If StarClan thinks they can forget about us, they're wrong."
He turned his back on Darkstripe, shouldering his way through the ferns without waiting to see whether the other cat followed him or not.
"Wait,"
Darkstripe panted, scrambling after him.
"Tell me what you mean."
The massive tabby glanced back, his amber eyes reflecting the pale light.
"Firestar thought he won when Scourge took my 9 lives. He is a fool. What lies between us is not over yet."
"But what can you do to Firestar now?"
Darkstripe protested.
"You can't leave this forest. I know, I've tried. But however far I walk, the trees never end, and there's no light anywhere."
Tiger Star did not reply at once. He padded on through the undergrowth with Darkstripe following close behind. The smaller cat started at every rustle among the ferns and every flickering shadow that fell across his path. Once he halted, eyes staring, jaws open to taste the air.
"I can scent Broken Star," he exclaimed. "Is he here too? Broken Star, where are you?"
Tiger Star stopped and looked back.
"Save your breath. Broken Star won't answer you. You will sense traces of many cats here, but seldom will you meet one face to face. We may be trapped in one place, but we are trapped alone."
"Then how do you expect to deal with Firestar?"
Darkstripe asked.
"He doesn't even walk this forest."
"I won't deal with him."
Tiger Star's voice was a soft, threatening growl.
"My sons will. Together."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?